Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first, it's the game where our panelists get to try to fool you. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Randy Westbrook, and I'm calling from here in Chicago.
Hey, how are things? I guess I know how they are in Chicago. Let me put it this way. Aren't things great here in Chicago?
Yes, well, it's my first winter up here. I moved from the south in Houston, so I'm actually enjoying this respite from the cold that we're having.
Yeah, how did you feel when it was like down to 0 degrees for a week there?
Back in December? Yeah. It wasn't too bad. Not as bad as what everyone had made it out to be.
Oh, you think you're so tough, do you?
No, we're technically tough.
I always walk around Chicago in the winter and think, why isn't everyone else crying?
Randy, welcome to our city and welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Now you're going to play the game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Randy's topic?
If cheaters never win, it's usually because they held back.
This week we saw a story about some people or a person who was willing to give it their all to get what they wanted. And by that, of course, we mean they cheated. Our panelists are going to tell you three truly astonishing attempts at gaming the system. Pick the real story from the fake. You'll get Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Yes, I am.
First up, let's hear from P.J. O'Rourke.
The new fad for fake fur has bred some deception of its own, a scheme to breed fake minks. The New York Attorney General's office has indicted businessman Harry Hurwitz, who claimed to have a Ph.D. in genetic chemistry. Hurwitz scammed more than $1 million selling stock in a biotech startup that would, he said, use stem cell technology to grow mink pelts in petri dishes. No live minks would be harmed. Hurwitz, it turned out, never finished high school, and his bogus prospectus was written by his 13-year-old AP science student son, Tommy. Said Hurwitz's attorney, "The bad news is that Harry's been indicted. The good news is that we've got a $3 million research grant for Tommy from a South Korean university."
So fake minks exposed in a scheme in New York. Your next story of cheating comes from Sue Ellicott.
The new Bodies Gym in Fayetteville, Arkansas, reeled in 200 new members in December by offering free membership for the whole of 2006 to anyone who lost 2 pounds or more during a month of early morning workouts followed by gym-approved, sugar-free energy treats. Melanie Martinson, a nutritionist, couldn't figure out quite why she wasn't slimming down on the program. Then she pulled up in the parking lot early one morning just as an Entenmann's bakery truck was leaving. Rifling through the gym's garbage, she came across empty boxes of Hostess cupcakes and crumpled Krispy Kreme cartons. To her horror, she realized those delicious energy treats she'd been enjoying were nothing but day-old donuts. She's now planning to sue New Bodies Gym and from now on stick to oatmeal for breakfast.
A gym making sure that none of its members achieve the results they want via sinister pastries. Your last story of skullduggery comes from Paula Poundstone.
It's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. Sure, but what if you cheat and still lose? Then it goes a little hard on you. Ask Texas Christian High principal, co-founder, football coach Herc Palmquist, who recruited adults to masquerade as his student football team in a game against a rival school, and they still lost. He told his own players that the game had been canceled due to injuries. The high school players from the opposing team, an Austin charter high school, did notice the imposters were rather large and had lots of facial hair. And if they had briefcases and personal assistants on hand, they must have hidden behind the hot dog vendor because no one guessed that the principal of Texas Christian High had pulled a fast one and still lost. Until after the game, when one of the real team's parents found the score on the website and the sports crime of the century unraveled. And they still lost. Mr. Palmquist has been suspended from coaching for 5 games and placed on probation by the Texas Association of Private and Parochial Schools, and they still lost.
So, let us review your choices. From P.J. O'Rourke, a scheme to make fake mink that turned out to be fake itself, from Sue Ellicott a plan to make sure the prospective gym members did not lose the weight they were supposed to by feeding them pastries in the sly, and from Paula Poundstone, a high school football coach who replaced his entire team with adult ringers, and they still lost. So which one is the real story of an attempt at cheating in the news?
Well, Peter, I have to say that being from Texas and having read the newspaper, I know that the story about the bogus football players is the one that's true.
Now, that just doesn't seem fair, actually.
That seems like cheating.
I think so.
I don't really see why PJ and I should have bothered.
Yeah. I think we're going to make you pick another one.
That would be fair.
How about the runner-up?
I think knowledge disqualifies you to play on any game on our show.
It certainly disqualifies panelists on this show.
I was about to say. All right. Well, then, you, sir, confident, you think you know. Let's get the correct answer. We spoke with someone intimately familiar with this story.
I mean, I'm maybe 6'1" and, you know, 175, but these boys are bigger, and there, some had like tattoos, and some had little, you know, goatee, and I'm thinking, well, gee, these boys had grown.
Of course, you were right. That was high school coach Tim Kennettel, whose team faced the college-age ringers and still won. So congratulations, Randy. You got it right. Well done.
Thank you.
Here's what I don't understand, though. I know Texas takes its college football very seriously, having driven around Texas at night and you go from station to station and that's all you can hear. But the guy was suspended for 5 games. Why wasn't he just out forever?
5 games is a lot in football.
I got to tell you.
It carries you through most of the rest of the season.
It would have been 2 games, but he lost. Congratulations, Randy. You got it right. You earned a point for Paula. You have won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
All right, thanks, Peter. I was glad to play.
Thank you so much for being with us. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.